Welcome to Unscripted Beauty, the show where TV host and reluctant mom Lauren Dorrell, that's me, joins teacher and good mom Nicole Marie,
that's me,
to reveal our unscripted journey through motherhood. Today, we are talking about post-Big D. We've gotten a divorce. Now what? We're going to touch on vacationing with your ex, finding our way, blending a family, and probably we'll hit on a few other points that we haven't planned to hit on. Mm-hmm. That's the bulk of it, though. And then we're going to go to comfort zone, ways in which we stepped out of our comfort zone, maybe touch on a couple of our favorite things and some funny kid moments. Mm-hmm. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
All right. So
here we go.
I know. Round two of the divorce week.
What comes next?
Yeah, what comes next? Okay, we did it. Big party, mm-hmm. celebration. We got a divorce.
By the way, people do a divorce party.
Do they?
Yeah. Oh, that's a thing.
Really?
It is a thing.
I guess to try to take your mind off of.
You celebrate that you got a divorce.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I would picture they have like dartboards with the significant exes. Think? Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I've actually seen it.
You have? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's trying to like get
I didn't you have one, but yes.
Right. Yeah. Oh, you didn't? You
nope, were didn't have one. Nope. Mm-mm. And hopefully you and I will never have one.
No, yeah. I don't want to have a divorce party. I don't want to have the divorce or
no,
the party.
No, no,
mm-hmm. no. But it happens. It happens. It happens. It is, as you quoted in the last episode, a 50% of Americans' reality.
Sad.
Yeah, that's so much.
It is. It's hard. I mean, as we both stated, it's a lot of work. Like relationships are a lot of work.
So and much work.
If you give up, it's gone.
Yeah, right. I mean, definitely, if you give up, if you get to the point where you just think it's not worth it anymore, that's, I guess that's giving up of a sense. It's so hard, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, are we giving up or are we just saying like, we have to cut, like you said, cut the cord?
Well, like when you stop trying, like when you stop doing little things for one another,
you stop dating,
you stop being a couple. It's hard to keep that romance going.
It is. I think society totally messes us up but in saying this is supposed to be easy, happily ever after. Not trying, it just happens effortlessly. Mm-hmm. That is not.
And all relationships are so different. Like what works for one couple doesn't work for another couple.
No.
So it's hard just in general.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. And I know that I think my husband's pretty predictable. I don't think he would say that about me.
No. He would No, I don't. I know I'm not. Like, there's always some type of shock.
Yeah, same.
Like, Kevin has curveballs he throws all the time. So I think I'd rather predictable at this point.
Yeah, he's super predictable. I think he could easily be like, you don't like that anymore? Because I've heard him say this. My mom used to say this growing up. What? But you liked it last week. I don't understand. And I'm just like, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't like it anymore.
Mm-hmm. That's good though.
It's so hard for them.
But it's good.
Yeah, it's great. Mm-hmm. I don't even realize it until they'll be like, what just happened? Mm-hmm. And then
you're
irritated that they don't know. How could you not know? Hello? How could you not know? Mm-hmm. He went out. So this is a total side thing, but so I was drinking. We were talking about teas the last episode. So I would do this thing where in the afternoon I would have tea, an herbal tea, and then we have this milk frother. It's like the one of the best milk frothers I've ever seen. So I drink vegan milk. I don't like to drink dairy. I don't like to eat or drink dairy.
And you froth it.
And I froth it. Okay, yep. This device, actually I should be saving this. Should I save this? Well, this is part of the story.
This device is my favorite thing.
This device, you pour the milk in, press a button, step away.
Wow.
After 2 minutes, you have foam, like 2 inches of foam. It's unbelievable.
I've never seen that. Ventricle,
what the heck is that thing called when it spins in the chemistry lab? I don't remember.
You got no shot. I don't remember. I know you're looking at me to pull something from my brain, and I'm like, it's not there. Just stop trying. I don't think I paid attention to that class.
Centrifugal force. centrifugal force, but that thing is called something, but that's what it's using.
Okay.
Right, still no. She's not. You're the teacher.
No, if you ask me a technology question, okay, we're not going to science. So.
All right, yeah. Google it.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
So you can like, that's what it uses. It's spinning around.
Okay.
Okay, still no. Anyway, yep. It frosts the milk. So I was like every day would make this drink with the pistachio milk,
okay,
foam, because it has a high fat content, so it foams really. This is what my husband surmised. I have no idea. And then all of a sudden, they ran out of it, and no more milk. And I was like, "Ah, shoot!" And it was like a calamity, huge. And he was driving all over the place to find this milk. Like,
okay,
after doing all this, I would never do this. He was like, "Well, I'm on my way, but I'm going to stop at 3 stores to try to get this pistachio milk." Yeah, and so then I got. It just wasn't, I don't know if there was a run on pistachios or something, but we couldn't find it anywhere. So I was like, all right, I'm going to just not have milk. Maybe it's a sign that I'm supposed to be drinking just the tea straight. So I went like totally cold turkey and I didn't have it. And then over the weekend, but this is for like a week. So I like adapted. And then he comes home and he had gone to the store to get stuff for the kids.
It.
He bought 5 bottles of this milk.
That's me, by the way. 5 bottles. I literally have 5 at my house of my vegan milk because sometimes you can't find it.
That's what happened. Yep. And I go, and my son is like, holy cow, Dad got all this milk for you, Mom. And I was like, I don't have the heart to tell him I stopped drinking it. He's like, you did? And I was like, don't tell him. Don't tell him. I'll figure out something. I'll drink it. I'll just don't say anything.
Yep.
The second my husband comes
down,
guess
what
Oliver does? Yeah, exactly. He's like, oh, Dad, did you know Mom stopped drinking this?
And no.
What? Yeah. But anyway, that's a predictable thing, which is like totally tangential. But yet, yeah, I think predictable is probably a lot easier.
It's easier, but it's not as much fun. You need a little spice. So you bring the spice.
Oh, man. Spice cabinet.
Yep. There you go. You're the spicy one.
Kev is predictable or not predictable?
Oh, no, he's not.
Yeah, he's
he
not.
He is, but he's not. Like,
yeah, that's what I would picture.
Yeah, like he is in some essence of the word, but then in others, it's complete curveballs.
Okay.
I think he's predictable in things that he can control, things he doesn't have control over. He should have control over, but he doesn't. So
that's so relatable right now. I'm like, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're predictable.
Yes, I'm pretty predictable in some things.
Yeah, you do seem like pretty like cut and dry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he knows what he's going to get. And then sometimes the spice comes out though and he's like, oh, shit.
This is like Kevin bought Nicole these stunning gifts. Stunning, stunning gifts. A bag, vegan bag.
Yes.
Like super high-end bag. That was Christmas or something, right? A holiday. And then this ring.
So we exchanged both.
I should have taken both off your hands and just handed you a fistful of cash.
So I'm not really into like bling. I don't really like I don't like big stones. I don't like big diamond things. Like I like simple. I don't really wear much jewelry. So we returned. He had got me earrings. He got me the ring. We returned those and then the bag, I kept the bag, but I just exchanged it. I exchanged it for a more expensive bag.
Did you?
To be honest.
That's great. What was the issue with the bag?
I didn't like the, what's that? I didn't like
the strap?
The strap.
Too thick?
I wanted the chain one. He would never have thought I would have wanted the chain one, but I wanted the chain.
Yeah.
Like a cool, thick, like rock and roll type chain strap.
Yeah.
I wanted that.
I could see that. So you switched it out.
Yep.
And when you say you want to switch things out, how does he handle? He's crushed.
He doesn't handle it good.
He's crushed.
Yep.
And you still do it.
I did. Well, because they're so expensive.
Right. But still.
And then he's like, yeah, because then you feel bad because you're bursting their bubble. But I'm
100%.
Like, totally love the designer. That's going to be my favorite thing today.
Right.
Totally love the designer, but, and the thought behind that.
Right. And then
I just switched it out though.
And so when you're opening the gift, what do?
I'm really not good at
faking it.
Yeah, faking, and I'm not good at accepting things that are expensive.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So I like him painting.
Like a triple whammy.
Like I like when he makes things. Like he's a really good artist, so he'll paint pictures.
You'd rather he does that?
Yeah, he's done a few really cool ones.
That's really cool.
The last one didn't come out that good, so then he's not making them anymore, he says. I don't know.
That's cool that you like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't pick easy things for him to paint, which is the problem.
You pick the subject.
Yeah. Like, I have this one artist that I adore, and she actually, like, she paints these little people that go into words.
Okay. Okay. Which, and he'll do this.
Yeah. It's like Jane Waterous. Okay. And she did it at the Atlantis, so she has a lot of her work there.
Okay.
So he did it. He made one that's really cool.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm.
The so second one didn't come out as good.
No. Did you say it?
Yeah, he knew.
Okay.
He knew. Yeah.
Okay.
He knew the paint he bought didn't puff out. Right. Like it wasn't.
And it needed to.
The paint needed, yeah. Okay. It needs to be lifted. So it's cool. We're going to put it somewhere.
Right.
It was the thought behind that
one. In the basement.
Yeah. Right now it's in our room.
That's awesome. Okay. So back to the...
like co-parenting, blending, finding our way.
Yeah. I think you should lead this. Definitely. And I'll jump in with kid perspective snippets, but okay. Unless you don't want to. But you want to say finding our way seems like a nice...
Yeah. So... How do the parents find their way into this new reality?
Right. That's huge.
It took us years.
Yeah.
So again, Cole is 12. This started happening when it actually started when he was a baby, but we didn't actually split till he was two.
So a decade.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then he would come, he would go, he wouldn't be able to accept me being with other people. And then something happened. When I first started living with Kevin, my current boyfriend, he didn't like Kevin, but then he saw the way Cole was reacting to Kevin and he didn't like it. So he actually owned his shit. He said, Cole, I'm the reason we are not together. This is my fault. Treat your mother and Kevin with the utmost respect. And somehow it just clicked. And he's consistent about it. Like, he has said that multiple times to Cole. So Cole knows that it was his actions that caused the breakup.
I have the chills. I'm in awe.
I'm in awe. Like, if you had known us prior, you would never have thought this would have happened. But Brian, he owned it. He took responsibility, owned it, and has stepped up as a dad. Him and Kevin, best friends. Get along. Brian has slept at our house multiple times. I get along with Brian's current girlfriend. Like, and we vacation together. It is amazing. Like, we just hang out like best friend. Like, we could just totally chill. Like, my nephew's communion was this weekend. They came. We have a big family picture that I sent to you.
Oh, I didn't even register yeah, that.
They're in the picture. Yep.
Mm-hmm. How do you think you get to that? Because this is like, sometimes people don't ever get to this stage.
I think you can't hold a grudge.
Right.
You have to just accept. I accept Brian for who he is.
Okay.
And he accepts me. He accepts that. So we're not in love anymore. Neither of us want to be together.
Yeah.
Which I think is a big piece. Because if you still have one that's holding on to hope, it's not going to work.
That makes sense.
Him owning his actions was gigantic.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
So that was huge.
How did you do it when he would come over? So it was still, I guess, raw. Ugh. He would come over to see Cole. And then if there was someone there, or I don't know how it would come up that he would know you're with maybe dating or.
Oh, yeah. You mean like he has like. I think it was my first date with Kev. Like, he was actually waiting at our townhouse for me to get home. And then like I get out of the car with Kevin and there he is. And he's like, hey, Nicole. I'm like, holy shit. And then I'm like, great. Kevin's never going to ask me out again. He totally sees my baggage. And somehow Kev wasn't, he wasn't scared off.
What did... So Brian, I can feel for all parties there. I really can.
You know, like you tell somebody, if this happens again, if it happens again, if it happens again, it's going to be over. And they don't really understand that there actually is going to be like a defining moment where the cord is cut. And then when that moment happens, they can't accept it.
Yeah.
He couldn't accept that Cole's parents weren't going to be together. Like, he didn't grow up with a dad. So for him, this was shattering his life. But I needed to think about myself. And I knew the path that him and I would have gone on, and it wouldn't have been the right path for Cole. So Brian and I needed to break up
to get to where we are now. And it was the right choice for us.
This is like so moving. You're so grounded in talking about this.
Now it's good. Yeah. It was years of hell, but now it is great. Like we're solid.
It's amazing.
Yeah. I think it's also nice, like, because his girlfriend, like, we all get along so well. If you didn't, it would cause a lot of tension.
Right. Yeah. How does one get to the point? How do you think does he talk about his progression in terms of showing up at the house, which you're only showing up at the house if you still love the person? I mean, that's just like such a pure form of, mm-hmm, I love you, let me try anything I can. And I'm not saying it's the right thing to do, but I
most of the time when they're doing that, it's already done.
Yeah, that's true.
What the problem is.
Right.
He did a lot of things after.
Yeah, okay.
But the end result was always the same, so we needed to break it.
When he was coming and trying to get you back, were you just like riveted, or were you kind of like...
Like, it kind of breaks your heart because you still...
Of course.
You love the person, you're just not in love with the person.
Right.
So, but we became friends. Mm-hmm. So we finally got to that point.
Does he talk about it, how he did it?
Yeah, he still can't handle Kev and I kissing in front of him.
Yeah, I could understand that.
I mean, I hang out with his current girlfriend's family, like we're all friends. Like,
that's cool.
Could just, when we go on vacations in the summer, like we just hang out. Like, everyone just accepts each other. So I guess it isn't awkward anymore.
Right.
Somehow we play games together.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
It's
good. This year we're going on 2 vacations.
Really?
Yep.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is. It is like...
It is, because especially for Cole...
Oh,
that's got to be really nice. Yep.
Yes. And I try to remind him how lucky he actually is, because he has a lot of divorced, like some of his friends have divorced parents and they don't get along.
Yeah.
So I try to remind him, like, this is great.
It's unique, I think.
And now he adores Kevin. Like,
he does.
Yeah.
Yeah. That made a difference, right? When Brian said that.
Yes. 100%.
He probably thought he was defending his dad. I'm guessing. So that's why he was doing that.
And now he was older when Cole was going into second grade when we moved in together.
Okay.
But it was also for Cole. Cole had me alone for so many years.
Oh, yeah.
So he's like, who the fuck is this guy coming in taking my mama? But he did therapy, and therapy helped.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I remember that. The dating, when my mom started dating again.
Yeah, because it was just you and her.
Yeah, it was just me and her. So actually, when you said that about Cole, then I thought, oh, yeah, I remember how hard that was. I didn't really want it. So it was difficult also because the longer term boyfriends I would get attached to.
Yes.
They would spend time with me.
Yeah.
And they were great. They were great men. And then all of a sudden they'd be gone.
Mm.
It was so hard. There were two that I became very close with. My mom dated for years and years and years.
That's terrible.
Yeah. I don't know if I should share that, but so it was super heartbreaking when they would leave. And then just like, and especially one of them, they both had kids, the boyfriends. One of them had 4 kids.
Oh, wow.
And they were around my age, slightly older. And so I was
there's
like,
your siblings.
Looked up to them. Yeah, yep. There's my instant family.
Yes.
And I thought for sure, and no. And then the other one lived next door to us. And so I became so close with him, so close. And yeah, to this day, I miss them because they were in my life daily, which was just like such a gift. That was really, really hard.
I mean, it's so nice that you actually liked these people, like that they had such an impact, that it wasn't like a negative feeling for you.
Yeah. Well, at first, I think I would walk in on them kissing or whatever it was. And I just was
we couldn't kiss for the long. If we even sat next to each other, he'd jump and go in between us.
Yeah, that was
still me. To this day, he doesn't like it.
I don't really want to see that, period.
No.
If we
lay next to each other on the couch, he'll be like, Ma, do you want to share my blanket? And I'm like, Okay.
Yeah.
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 There's still the jealousy, I guess, because
yeah,
you were raised alone.
I think it's like especially seeing the person as a sexual being more so yes. than if it was your birth parent or just like the parent you, yeah, the relationship you were born into.
Mm-hmm.
It's
an outsider.
Yeah. Yeah. Something is like, oh, these people came together yep. because they were attracted to each other.
Oh, forget it. Cole puke if he thinks being. About it. Yeah.
No. Yeah.
No way.
100%.
So you liked the kids.
I really liked the kids. They didn't end up staying together, though. In both situations, my mom was dating this man that lived next door to us, and the son was like, he was older. Maybe he was like 4 years older than me. He was the captain of the football team at the high school.
Wow.
Everyone had it for this kid. He was so like model.
This is like your stepbrother?
GQ, would be if they had gotten married. This was like the coolest kid in the universe. Like the bad boy, but the sports guy. He had parties like every time you blank. All my girlfriends were like mesmerized by him. It was a crazy situation. Crazy, crazy. Easily the most popular kid, not only in the grade, but the entire high school. And then wow. the younger girls all knew who this kid was. So I was like, yeah. And then so everyone would be like, you live next to you. And then they would say the name. And yeah, it's funny how life goes. And then they didn't. But they were together for probably 4 or 5.
It's a long time.
A long time. It yeah. was a long time. And then the one with the man that she dated with 4 kids. Yeah. Yeah. I really loved the kids. I loved him. I mean, it was also great. There are my family. But yet now we just don't see each other. And
so you don't talk now?
Well, like occasionally I ran into a couple of them in town. I sometimes reach out to them over Facebook, but no, we don't see each other. It's
yeah, I always
so
wonder about that.
Sad.
Because I have 2 bonus kids. And then you wonder if it doesn't work out, like, do you ever get to see them again? But I guess
it's different in every situation. Yeah. This was like, I was young. When did they split up? I guess they split up at some point when I was in high school.
Yes, you were older.
Yeah. They're really cool. I really love the family. I love both the family.
Wow, and that in itself, like, that is...
It was awful.
Quite unique.
Yeah.
So that you actually liked them, they liked you.
Maybe because we weren't living together. But yes. No, you know what I think it is also? I don't think it was that. I think it was that there was an age difference.
Okay.
There was no competition. I mean, even the ones that were near... Yeah, why wasn't there? There just wasn't.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, you're right. This is unique.
That's unique. Believe me.
Actually, with the 4, I was close in age to them. They were all like, I think, a year apart. It was a really cool situation.
And the stepdad or whatever, he was not stepdad, but...
He was amazing. He owned this restaurant in Little Silver where I ended up working.
Wow.
So like in the kitchen, because it was illegal for me to work at yep. that age. And I became friends with all the staff there. And it was just like, we were super, super close. And then it
that's
just
amazing.
Ends and it's gone. And that's it.
That is sad. I mean, Kevin and I were great, but I do always think about what if it didn't work? Like it is, it's heart wrenching to think that you would never be able to see those kids again.
Yeah,
or totally. For you, it was the siblings. It's sad.
It's so sad. I know. I don't think I ever really thought it out. I mean, I know I miss them and I'll see them on Facebook occasionally and I'm like, I really miss those guys. And I had wanted siblings so badly and that was an instant family. Yeah, I think it's definitely hard and confusing for the kids for sure.
Yeah, and we always did, so we keep adult issues with the adults. So that's yeah. also hard, especially with the blending of the families.
How do you do that?
So we don't discuss adult things. We did once, and it backfired completely.
Yes.
So we decided never to do it again. So we keep all adult things just within ourselves. One time we were fighting, he had done something, and I was like, look, I'm not going to see eye to eye with you today. And he was getting his kids. So I said, could you please like go get a hotel or something? Because I don't want them to see us in this negative light. And that backfired too. So no matter what you do, it's going to backfire. There's always going to be landmines with these blending families. It's very difficult. So to hear your positive stories, I'm like, wow, it could be positive, huh? Like, I don't know how to get it to be completely positive.
That's a great question. I don't know. From a kid perspective, I never felt anyone felt they were competing with me.
Yep.
And I never felt I was competing with them for anybody's attention.
See, that's good.
Never, didn't even occur to me. And they were super, they were, I mean, maybe it's because we didn't live together. Maybe there was some truth to the just living that together, we didn't live together.
It was easy when we didn't live together.
Yeah, it may be that.
Because you have your own space.
You have your own space. Yeah, you're not like immediately thrown in. But I did have a situation where it just wasn't totally amicable. This was like later in life. And I'm trying to kind of dance around it because I don't want anyone to be offended. I don't think I'm saying anything negative, but like there was some competition. Mm-hmm. There was. That's why it felt that way.
Okay.
And it was really hard for me. I felt pushed away and just like not welcome, and people were acting differently in different situations.
Yes.
And it was really uncomfortable.
Yeah. And it's very hard because home is supposed to be your safe place.
Yeah.
So to have like the elephant in the room and things like that, it is. It's, and you, I don't know, like from the adult perspective, you can't always say what you want to say, especially if it's not your kid.
No, you can't. That's such a good point.
So you have to like tiptoe around everything, and then a lot of stuff gets pushed under the rug.
And you know your own kid is dealing with stuff that they don't want to be dealing with.
And then it's like, well, so-and-so said we're not allowed to say anything, so now we can't say anything, but then it involves your kid, and you're just like...
What a mess.
It's a mess.
Yeah, 100%.
So I go quiet usually.
Yeah.
Which isn't good, but...
That's, I think, actually what I did as the kid. I think I was in my 20s at the time when this scene came about.
Okay.
I didn't know what to do, though. It was foreign for me, and I didn't really feel like I had any allies. Mm-hmm. So that was tricky.
Yep.
Yeah, it's difficult. I don't know how to make that. I guess it's the imperfect becomes perfect in those situations.
Yeah, there's some things that I know just to let lie.
Right.
Because it's a no-win situation if you look at it from both angles. It's like, you're going to rock the boat, you're not going to rock the boat. What can you handle? So... And sign up for more therapy.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's what I did too. And at least like it helped my end of it. You know, you can't control anybody else.
No, but that's the hard part is when you don't have control over other sides. So what do you do?
Yeah, I guess we can only work with our own stuff. How are we perceiving it? Are we doing anything to add to it?
Yep.
Because I take everything personally.
Yes.
So.
Yep.
That doesn't really help in that situation or any situation, but not especially, but it doesn't help because it's maybe not personal. Who knows? I mean,
you never really know.
Even when someone says it is personal, you still don't really know everything that's playing into it.
No.
They're bringing stuff too.
Yep.
Yeah. So that was really hard actually, but, and it continues to be a little bit difficult. Yeah. I don't know. I guess we just fumble through it.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like sometimes I think the adults aren't totally being adults.
No,
either.
They're not. Like I don't think that kids should ever be put in the middle. They shouldn't have to be the spy for the other parent. I think it causes so much damage with those kids.
Yeah, major.
I don't think they should be used as like the messengers for the go-betweens.
No.
Which I hear about it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's... So Cole got lucky in that aspect, but I know a lot of kids that weren't as lucky. I don't know how. You just can't change it.
No, I don't think so. I don't even know what to do in that situation. I guess what you're saying is just like you try to be as supportive as you can.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like I do wish that people could keep adult issues within the adults.
I think that's really good advice. I don't even follow it in my own family all the time. I mean, I really don't. I know I'm supposed to.
Yes.
And then I will have an argument in front of everyone.
Yes. So yeah, there's sometimes I think there's things that you won't be able to control. But I think if you're arguing, say with Dan, and the kids aren't home, then when the kids do come home, you don't share the information with them.
Right.
And then try to pull them into your direction.
No. And, oh, that's
and get
terrible.
Them to hate Dan.
Yeah, exactly.
That's yeah. things that go on that I don't like.
No, that's no good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't do that. And you can see why people do it, and it's super damaging.
Yeah. Some just can't control doing
right.
it.
I think you're right. They can't control themselves.
No, and I think it damages the kids.
It messes the kid up for sure.
Yep.
Actually, they're the worst in it. They get messed up the worst. The kid, I think.
Yeah.
Because they're being influenced by two different parties that are supposed to be somewhat united.
Yeah, so we try to just create like a safe zone. Tough.
That's great.
But it is.
So then you have to kind of like swallow things sometimes and be like.
Yeah.
Right. That's hard. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you just try to let the kids be kids as long as they possibly can.
You're right. That's great
so
advice.
So if it means the adults swallow stuff, then
the adults
are going to have to take it and just swallow it.
Yeah.
Because the kids didn't ask for the situation.
No, they didn't. That's a really good point. That's a really healthy approach.
That's our therapy.
Yeah.
We just, well, the couple therapy. Yes. Yes.
You're big on that.
Yeah. I don't like to involve the kids. Sometimes I do. I mean, it's really just Cole that it would ever see anything, but sometimes our house isn't big. If Kev and I are ever having like a disagreement, Cole could be in his room and he could still hear it.
But
I try my hardest to not ever let him hear me yell.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I'm mostly good about that. I'm not 100% good about it.
I don't think anybody is. Really? I mean, maybe some of them are those good moms. Like, but
you're the good mom.
No,
so
this one, I'm definitely not.
If you're doing it behind closed doors, though, that's a step. I'm usually like yelling over people.
Our doors, you could hear everything. Our house is not built the way it should. I think we need a little more insulation. You could literally hear everything.
It does really rock the kids.
Yes. Cole does not like it.
No, they
get
so upset.
And now the funniest thing is he sticks up for Kev. Like he'll be like, what did Kev do? And I'm like, if I could tell you what he actually did,
I know,
like, but I'm not going to. So just zip it.
My kids usually stick up for my husband too. My son, though, once in a while, he'll chime in and start making fun. He'll be like, oh, what did I do? And he'll like play the devil's advocate. And thank God he just to like bring some comic relief. But yeah, my daughter will be like, Mom, that wasn't nice. And I'm like, damn it.
Yes, some things we just can't. They just come out.
Not finer.
I mean,
moments.
It's hard. That goes back to the relationships are hard. You live together. You're with each other a lot.
You're juggling.
Then when you add in kid factors and all other elements.
Yeah. Right. It's true.
But maybe we could just teach them. Just try to keep the adult once they become adults. Just keep it to yourself so you don't have to hear like the negative things that go on in the adult world. Like let the adults deal with the stuff and let us worry about it. And you guys just be kids.
Right. Those are words for wisdom, words to live by. How did you blend? That's probably one of the tenets you leaned on when you blended the family is how did you do that?
We had known each other prior to blending.
You did.
We dated for a few years.
Yeah, that I know. I'm sorry.
But then when you actually lived together, I mean, it was tough.
That's what I mean. Like at that point when you start, did you find that you were laying down like, okay, we need
the
some
households
guidelines
are totally
here.
Different.
Right.
There's no. I lost the battle.
Happening.
No.
So how do you
I tried it? To, but that battle was lost.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, because also as the bonus parent, you don't want to be like this strict, like this is the way it is. Like there's no cursing in the house. Bedtime is this time. Like you can't because then they're going to hate you.
I didn't even think of that.
You need to be like on.
Right.
100% every time you have them.
So if you're,
it's a different ball game.
So if you're the one doing the disciplining.
And remember, I live with Fun Guy.
Right.
So there is no disciplining. So there's no disciplining going on in our home.
So it's on you. If it's
there
going
is
to happen.
I don't do it.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I can understand that. Don't you want to lose your marbles though?
Sometimes I've gotten a lot better.
You have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because you don't want the fallout, I guess.
I don't even. Nope. Right. Just disconnect from it.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
You really can.
I can. I do.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to kill the other parties involved.
Nope.
No. You just kind of
just
say,
Kevin sometimes. I'm like, dude, it's like 12 o'clock. It's so loud. Could we just keep it on a DL?
And he,
because remember, Cole goes to bed like 10:30.
That's even late.
Yeah, like weekends he'll go to bed at like 10:30. Oh yeah, that's not late though.
You're right.
Yeah. A lot of people go to bed late.
So he's on your schedule.
Cole's on my schedule.
And then when
everyone else is on the other schedule,
right?
Cole's up super early, like by 7.
Right. Yeah. That's the same with my
It's
situation.
Just a totally different.
You don't blow your stack.
No, I don't yell.
That's amazing.
Mm-mm.
The first thing I do is start screaming.
No yelling. Mm-mm. Can't.
How do you do that?
I don't know. I just can't do it.
That's incredible. I'm like in awe.
I kind of look at it like they've already been through so much. So I don't want to add any more negativity to the plate.
Okay.
So if there's something that I really can't stand, like say the music's blasting or somebody's being super loud when I'm trying to go to bed.
Yeah.
Then I'll tell Kev and Kev will fix it.
He'll say something.
Sometimes. Yeah.
See, I would hate, we I need, would be like hitting yeah. everyone.
But again, like our walls are so thin.
Right.
So like.
So you feel like it's not totally.
You can hear everything. Like, yes.
Okay.
It is. Yep. So it was a learning process, but it's come full circle. Like it's pretty good.
That's huge.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to know how you don't yell.
And I can't picture my life without those kids.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
like I adore the children.
Nicole. Oh my gosh. That's beautiful.
You think about how long you were with those other kids, right? Like you just become, you become like a family.
Totally.
So to think about your life without them is devastating.
Yeah.
Like the siblings will argue here and there, but you know.
Yeah.
Hopefully they have each other's backs.
Yeah. I think they probably do.
Like I would have their back no
matter
what.
Right. Exactly. That's the best you can ask for.
And hopefully like Kev and I will just lead through example on like trying not to. So Kev used to yell and now I talk him off.
See, I can't picture him yelling.
We used to call him Hot Tamale.
Really?
Like
I
it's
can't
like
even picture this.
It takes so much. He's so fun.
Yeah, he's like.
Then it gets to that point where he's like, I can't take it. But like, it's not even what you would think would get him
right,
to that point.
Right,
he
right,
just
right.
All of a sudden it's just like, oh my God, what happened? But he just erupts and then he can't take it. So then I come in and I'm like, oh no, we're not going to yell. No grabbing. This is it. So now we're totally good. Hot Tamale does not surface.
Really?
Yeah. He used to come out a lot. Now he's gotten a lot calmer. I'll be like, Kev, please, you know, because it was about to come out the other night. And I was like, it's not going to help. It's just not. Like, let's just not do it.
You're right.
It doesn't help. And then I think it teaches them bad behavior.
Yeah, you're right. How the heck are you so level-headed in these situations?
Oh my God, look at all the trauma.
I know, but...
So all the trauma gets you to be... I wasn't level-headed when I was with my ex.
Yeah,
like,
but...
Like, I would scream. And then we've had a lot of... Kevin and I have been through a lot. Like, a lot. So it gets you to where you are now.
See, I don't know if that's always the trajectory, though.
Yeah, I mean,
really
I could
not.
Be losing my shit.
Well, you could be doing a lot of things, yeah. Yeah.
And I kind of disconnect from bad behavior and stuff because I know I have no control over it and it's not going to change. So what are you going to do? Are you going to harp on it?
Yeah, I would harp on it. I would harp on
it. I used to.
I would harp on it. I would scream. My kids' friends have all heard me scream. All. They pretend they're asleep if there's a sleepover. Usually it's during the sleepover.
I still can't believe you do sleepovers, by the way. I can't.
Trying
there's
to
never
going
to be
one
out.
In my house. I absolutely loathe them. I don't want to wake up with someone else's kids in my house. No matter how much I love my kids' friends, they're amazing. We hang out. I don't like having extra people.
Because they're not going to go to bed. So I'll be asleep. And then what if the kids are still up? That's what if they do something? Scream. This is when I'm nervous.
They have informed me that they have a schedule. They wait until they know I'm asleep. Yeah. And then they start hanging out with each other.
That's what would happen in my house. So I'm not doing it.
And I don't hear it. And then I want everyone gone like at seven when I'm
You're never going to get that. No. I'm surprised they'd even be up.
No, they're not up. No. And then they're lingering around in pajamas. Yep. And I don't like any of it.
Nobody wants to leave.
No.
No, we don't do sleepovers.
I scream.
My sister, Cole has slept at my sister's house. Her kids aren't ready to sleep out. And they've only slept at like my parents' house.
Yeah, that's different.
I don't know. Those,
they're the
There's
worst.
No sleepovers
my
of mine.
My kids know I hate them. Now they're starting to stop asking me because I get so bent out of shape.
I'm just scared something's going to happen because boys aren't, you know, they do some crazy stuff, like crazy things there.
I thought they were smoking pot one night, which is fucking insane. And I try not to use that word.
Yeah.
But so my daughter had a sleepover. It was only two friends. It was a separate birthday thing with two people from her old former school. She used to go to a different school. It was like an alternative private school. And the kids, all ages, were blended together.
Okay.
And she loved it. She likes older kids. And
she is quite mature for her age.
She's mature, yeah. So she loves hanging out with older kids, is very close with these kids still. I mean, she hasn't been in that school for probably 3 or 4 years. She's still close with them.
Okay.
And they adore her. And so she was like, can I do this thing where I just have two of them sleep over? Mm. And I said, okay. So then they come over, and of course my son, because he used to go to the school too, wants to hang out because it's like a reunion for him.
Okay.
And they want to sleep in this game room that's attached to my son's room. And I was like, okay, Oliver, you have to get out and sleep in Leah's room then. I don't want you guys all sleeping together. Then I got four people together. No. Why? Yeah. I don't want to do that. And he's like this politician when it comes to negotiating things. Like he could do agreements, and I tell him he should be some kind of lawyer or politician when he gets up. But he's like, I shouldn't have to leave my space because they're coming in for a party. And so finally I say, okay, fine. So the three are in the game room and Oliver's in his portion, his bedroom.
Okay.
He swears he goes to bed. They tell me they go to bed. I'm laying in bed. Of course, Dan notices nothing. And I'm like, I smell something burning.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And so I'm like, what the hell is that? Is one of the neighbors like lighting incense? Why would I think it's the neighbor? But
yeah,
that's where
like,
my mind went.
Yeah, because your windows are closed. Like, yeah, how would you hear, like, smell them?
So I'm like, that's so weird. And then I'm like, God, that's in my house.
Oh, boy.
Someone's burning incense in my house. And I knew that Oliver had incense because we went to this animal sanctuary a couple of years ago and there was this Tibetan store near it and he got incense. He just thought it was cool. He's like sometimes an old soul with things. Like he got a meditation bowl and incense and he was like, I just want it to be peaceful in my room. And I said, okay. I had completely forgotten about it though. This is years ago. So whatever possesses him to light it at this party, I have no idea. But I'm like, incense, that's
this
nice.
Is when they were sleeping.
Yeah. And then I'm like, are they gonna light the house on fire? And then I'm like, are they smoking pot? That's
God.
Just where my mind went. And I didn't even do that stuff, so it was kind of like a semi weird leap, but that's where my mind went. So I go in the room, it's pitch black. Oliver's out cold.
Oh
yeah,
that's a nice surprise.
He's sleeping.
Okay.
They aren't. I cannot see. But I'm like, where is the incense?
Yeah.
And by the way, are you guys smoking pot? Like,
yes.
And they
yes.
look at me like I'm insane.
Yes.
Which they're very clean cut kids. Like they weren't even thinking that.
Yes.
But I was like, well, it's a little weird time to light incense.
Yes. It's a little, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like 11.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'm like, is Dan hard of smelling? Why is he not doing this?
My house could catch on fire. I'm the only one that would know that it was on fire. Mm-hmm. I'm fully aware. He tells me to wear earplugs, and I'm like,
that's
if I wear earplugs
me.
So that I could,
we'll die.
Yeah,
we'll die.
We're all gonna be dead. That's it.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't notice any of that.
No,
stuff.
They sleep soundly.
Yeah, I don't since having kids. So I'm in there, and I'm like, do you know where the incense is. And one of the boys who's in, I think, eighth grade was like, no, but do you want to use my like watch light to find it? So we're like there in the bedroom with the watch light. And yeah, then we put the incense out and I was like, actually, I think the girls were asleep. I was like, are you okay? Because you're the only,
they're like, I'm sleeping.
It's really hot in here. I was like, do you want to open a window? He's like, yeah, can we? And I was like, yeah, totally open a window.
Okay.
I don't remember why I got on this story, but why did we get on this story? I'm so sorry. I know. Was it drugs? It couldn't have been drugs.
No.
What was the point of me telling you this story?
We were saying that if they did something that...
Oh, the screaming and the sleepovers and then...
The sleepovers. That's how it started.
I don't know why I told the story. I'm so sorry. Because they weren't really being bad. I wouldn't say they were being bad. They weren't being loud. The lighting of the incense. The next day I was like, please don't light things at night when you're going to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello.
We don't want to burn the house down.
I don't need to pull all the Fairhaven firefighters out of their beds to come put out incense. I'll be mortified.
Yeah, that would be terrible. And at least they weren't smoking weed.
Yeah.
There you go. That's a positive.
My son's like, will you stop asking me if I'm doing drugs? I'm 13. And I was like, I know.
It's just the fear we have.
I just do it.
Yes.
He's like, stop it.
I know. I know. I tell Cole all the
time.
It's
probably not helpful that I'm doing that.
No, it's not. Yeah. And I can't help myself, though.
I can't either.
Mm-mm. He'll go to friends' houses. The last time, like last weekend, I drove him to his friend's house. He's like, can I go to so-and-so's house? I'm like, okay. I drive him there. The parents are leaving.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, oh,
no.
So I'm like texting Cole. I'm like, just saw the parents pull out. He's like, well, the sister's here. I'm like, not really comfortable. And now I'm trying not to be the helicopter parent. And I'm like texting again. I'm like, so what time are the parents coming home? How about I pick you up in an hour? And he's like, we're watching a movie in the basement. Oh, and I'm like, this is where I'm like,
are they kissing?
How are you not throwing things? No, he guess it was just like there were five boys.
He said they were just watching a movie.
Because I'm like, how do you not throw the balls around and do everything like you do in our basement? And he's like, well, because so-and-so's mom doesn't like that. And I'm like, well, I don't necessarily like you guys crushing our basement.
Seriously.
He's like, yeah, but you don't say anything. I'm like, okay. That comes with the fact that I just stay quiet.
I feel
this is bad. In my head sometimes.
No,
I'm
I don't
like,
think it's bad actually.
I mean, I don't like the basement getting trashed.
No.
You know?
I flip out. I do.
Or that Orbi gun being shot around the house. Mm-hmm, and I say, don't shoot it in the house. Sometimes they just can't help it. Just happens.
I flip out, but I will go down there and play with them. Like I'll play Nerf guns with them. I'll get in the throes of it. So they know I'm gonna flip out, definitely, but I hope they also know that I'll be in it with them. But yeah, I know the yelling scares them. I've seen like some of them are okay with it, but one particular friend is like, I'm gonna wait outside, buddy. And I'm just like,
so maybe they don't have yelling at their house.
I said, what's the parents aren't yelling? They're smoking too much pot.
Oh my God, Cole never heard yelling. And when we moved in with Kevin, Hot Tamale would come out at his kid. He used to sit outside and like cry. I felt so bad. Because he wasn't used to the yelling.
When you say hot tamale.
Hot tamale. Because it's like a hot tamale. So he used to sit out there and just get so upset. That's why hot tamale had to get.
Really?
He had to be removed from the house.
They.
He wasn't used to it. Because if I yell, I'm like, Cole, like he just laughs at me. Like it's like funny. He doesn't take it seriously.
They know I'm really. It's not good. If I'm yelling, I'm really past my limit. And they do.
They listen.
Yeah. But what did I do? They were sitting. They went outside to eat ice cream. They wanted ice cream. I said, fine. Can you sit outside? I look outside. I assume they're going to sit on the back step.
Yeah.
They're sitting on top of the kitchen counter, the outdoor kitchen counter. It's a waterfall counter.
Okay.
And I'm saying that because the joint at the corner, it's not like, I don't give a shit how it's made. Don't sit on the counter. They're sitting on an outdoor kitchen counter. Like, what are you doing? And Dan is out there like party guy, like hosing off something. Yeah. I was like, I started screaming at everyone.
No, you didn't.
Not just the kids, but Dan. I was like, Are you kidding me? Like, I start screaming, and the friend, like, would not come in the house.
No.
The rest of the day. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
I was like, what's wrong with you? Sit on the step. We have steps all over the... What? You're sitting on the outdoor kitchen counter? Like, no.
I can't do it.
I can't do it.
But I was really screaming. I'm not doing it justice right now. Like, flip my lid.
I can't picture you screaming either.
Yeah, I get really upset.
Can't picture it.
Oh, man. It's not good. Like, so upset. I screamed at Oliver so badly one time. This was recent. I was spitting.
I can't. I'm sorry. I'm laughing. No, I just it's can't funny picture now, it.
I was so upset. Yeah, I was spitting and cursing, which are like two things I try not to do again.
Yes.
But then occasionally, if I'm joking around, I'll drop a curse, but not when I'm angry and I'm cursing, it's not good.
Okay. Yeah.
So anyway.
Colden stick up for somebody that was being bullied. Well, their bike had gotten taken just moved to a separate part of the park, but he didn't go and get the bike or do something about it. And I lost it. Like, I'm like, he's like, I didn't even know what was going on. And I'm like, well, you saw that the bike was being moved. So stick up for the person. He's like, well, they could have come and got the bike themselves. And I'm like, yes. And I'm sure they did go and get their bike. But if you see somebody moving somebody else's bike and they don't have their consent, then stick up for the person, because the person that was moving the bike is like 2 feet tall.
Oh,
like, it's not like somebody was larger than Cole.
Right. No, no.
So like, come on. But yeah, that was the last time I got really mad.
What did he do when he got really mad?
I said, you know what it is? I'm just so disappointed. I don't know. He didn't really react. He stays very quiet.
He does.
Very quiet kid.
Maybe he's like you.
Yeah. It's terrible. Kevin says
does he
just
say that?
Like you. Yeah.
So that's interesting.
Yeah. Like stoic and
quiet. Yeah, 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 yeah. Exactly.
It's not good.
No, it's not good.
No.
It just is.
I don't know. Do I want to be super emotional? Like
I don't
he's
know.
Not emotional.
No. Oliver's like that. He'll just be very.
Yeah.
Just pretty even keeled. If he gets upset, something is really...
Yes. Yep.
Really, really...
And this age is tough with them.
Yeah, right. It's confusing and...
Yeah. These teen years are...
But Cole is a stand-up for the other person, so...
He's done it. He's done it multiple times where I've gotten calls from the parents. This one time he didn't, and I'm like... And I was... Like, when I was hearing the story, I'm like, there's no way.
Right, because he is that type of person.
Yeah, and then
where he would stand up.
He's like, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. I'm like, well, okay.
I could actually see what he said. That's the problem. When they say these things and we're like completely orbiting around, and then I'm like, ugh, right.
Yeah. Yeah, like I could see both sides.
I can see both sides. Mm-hmm. I can definitely see your side, and I can actually see his side too.
Yep.
Yeah. So, well, okay. So we did, I guess, blending... Yeah, I think we hit. Did we hit these things? What do you think?
Joint vacations, blending families, bonus parents, landmines.
Yeah,
big
nice.
Ball of fun.
It is a big ball of fun.
When it goes well, it's good.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's like parenting too, right?
Yep.
It just, even the bad is going well to some degree, you know, because like everybody's in it and...
We're all still
alive,
here.
Right? Yep. Yeah. mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll hear after our two vacations this summer how everything goes.
I want to hear.
They'll be good.
We love their families.
Yeah. And it's with her family, both of them.
That's amazing.
They're great.
That's really cool. I am in awe.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
It's good.
Yeah. You're going to have to tell us about that. We'll have an episode.
It's another camping one up there. One's
good
in like White
you.
Lake up in another.
Well, you're going to be an expert camper
by
that point.
I'm going to be really good with the outdoors after
the one you just Stokes.
Yep. Here we go.
I'm going to buy you like a coon hat or
something.
I'm not going to, but.
Buy me a pop-up. No. This is it.
This is awesome. All right. What do we think? Comfort zones, funny, kids.
We have your funny. I don't have a funny.
All right. So
yours is super funny,
it's
though.
It's ridiculous. So my son says to me last Saturday, hey, mom, can I have some money? My friend is going. He's got a very close friend in Red Bank. She's going to this. It's like a townwide yard sale in Hazlitt. Can I have some money? And I said, yeah. Do you want to do anything for the money? I don't like handing over money. I agree. Not like it. So I have this whole thing about that. And then I'm saying to myself, this is not the right attitude, but I'm like, well, if I don't give him the money, he's not going to go. And I kind of wouldn't mind working for a couple hours. Not to mention, I know he likes doing stuff with his friends and he'll get in Hazlitt. He doesn't spend a lot of time. I like when they can get, you know, beyond the white picket fence.
Yes.
Right. So he was like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I do stuff. And I was like, yeah, not a lot. I mean, can you think of something that you could do right now? I'll give you $20. I don't remember where that ended. I'm sure probably he did not do anything and I gave him the $20. He's like, can you make a decision? Because I have to let them know. So I give him the $20. He goes and then I get a call. I don't know, like an hour and a half later, maybe 2 hours later. Hey, mom, we're at the deli. And I was like, here, Fairhaven Deli? Yeah, we're at the deli. I'm wondering if you could give me a ride home because I'm carrying around this microwave and it's just like kind of that I don't want to walk it all the way back to the house from the deli. And mm-hmm. I was like, you're what? Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, I mean, it's not the worst thing in the world, but I just don't feel like walking it, you know, all the way. I was like, you
have what in your hand?
Yeah. You got a microwave? Mm-hmm. He said, oh yeah, I got it at the yard sale. And I was like, you bought a microwave. I figured he'd get a t-shirt or something. Baseball a bike? Bat.
Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Scooter.
Book.
Yeah.
That smells
like mine wouldn't come
attic.
Back with a book. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, that was wishful thinking. He actually would come back with
yours
a book.
Would, yes.
He's reading War and Peace. Did I tell you that? I've never read War and Peace, nor am I ever going to read War and Peace. And he didn't want me to tell anyone. So
he's
let's
so
everyone
smart.
Pretend that no one heard that. I was like, you're what? And he's
I
like,
just try to get him to read five pages
people.
A night of any book. You pick out a book. I don't care. Just read five pages because I do think it enhances your vocabulary.
Okay. Well, let me tell you something. We can make a whole episode about this. My mom used to make me read.
Yeah.
For
look
half
at your
hour.
Vocabulary.
No, I wouldn't do it.
Oh.
And she said I was going to be like the dumbest person alive because she was a journalism major, which is all about speech.
How
do you
write
speak.
So well?
I don't want to give any credit. Thank you for saying that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was like a complete, I'm trying not to use that word, like, you know how people say like Nazi about someone. I'm trying not to do that because I actually think it's offensive.
Okay.
I was thinking about it and I'm like, that might be offensive because it's not the same thing.
It's not.
It's so not at all. So, but now I'm out of words.
Okay.
Stentorian, that means like a little bit of a hard-nosed dictator.
Thank you for clarifying the meaning because you know I don't know those words.
I didn't think that you probably didn't know. I don't think most people know, and unfortunately, I do know because I
what did you
one.
Do? Read dictionaries?
No,
like,
I didn't read. I hated reading.
So how
I'm
do you have this vocabulary?
Cole in this situation, actually, which is why
yes,
I brought
you
this
are.
Thing up. The writing thing, I don't know. I mean, she's very big on the thing should be written. But she got to
like your words come
stopped.
To life.
Thank you. I try to feel into it, but. I don't want to get off this. I mean, I feel badly. We can totally, but
no,
I was trying to defend
right.
Cole.
Yeah.
Like he, and I say like, and she would have my head for that, but yeah. And is not necessary either. I don't know if that does the trick was the whole reason, but you should do it. If you feel strongly about it, you should totally do it. I was made to read as a kid and I absolutely hated it.
Okay.
I hated my mom for doing it.
Yep.
I hated the reading. The reading meant nothing to me because I was doing something that I was forced to do. I wasn't actually taking it in. And it made me not read for a lot of time. I only started reading recently. In my 40s, I started reading. No
Maybe
joke.
I won't make him read.
You could, if it feels right to you.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm really sensitive about that because
okay.
I was made to read
yes,
and
he
I was
hates
told
it.
If I didn't read, I was going to be dumb. And I,
yes, I may have
I
used
like,
illiterate.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hated it. I hated it. What the heck? Oh, the
A
microwave. So I'm like, you bought a microwave. He said, yeah, it was only
So you don't
$8.
Have a microwave in your house?
So we don't have a microwave. I will not allow one in the house because I believe that the rays are not healthy. And in fact, we had a microwave in this house that we're currently in, and we took it out and put a wine fridge in its place. Mm. I realize one could argue that wine may not be healthier than microwaves. That wasn't totally my doing on the wine fridge, although mm-hmm. I think it's much nicer to look at than,
yes.
I actually think it looks cool.
Okay.
And I thought it was a cool suggestion. I don't think someone's going to walk into our house when we sell it and be like, oh, well, it doesn't have a microwave. We can't buy the house.
So,
I don't think they're going to, but maybe. You never know. Like the owner of Chef
Boyardee. I wouldn't
shy
away if they didn't have a microwave.
Well, I was going to buy it, but they didn't have a microwave. Mm. And so we ripped it out. I wouldn't let anyone use it. So it was just taking up space. I would freak out when they would try to sneak it. If they knew I was going outside, they would like sneak.
I told you, you're my second friend that doesn't have a microwave. And I've never heard about this before you two.
When I lived with my mom, she wouldn't go near it. She was like, they're toxic and they're putting the toxic stuff into the food and then it goes out into the living space.
Great.
I don't know if we're right. No, I don't know if we're right.
I told you I microwave my coffee and I probably have five cups a day.
I'm glowing in the dark. You're probably not.
Yeah.
It's perfect for microwaving coffee.
Yep.
Especially when you have kids.
Like
when our
a pot.
Kids were younger.
I need the frother.
It goes cold in 2 seconds.
It does.
I should talk about the frother at Favorite Things. Yeah, so I won't allow one. So he buys one at a yard sale
okay.
for $8. And I said to him, okay, all right. So he buys this microwave. And
$8 is a good price.
$8 is a great price. Mm-hmm. Plus, as a bonus, he got somebody's food splatters all over the inside. So
cool.
That's,
glad they cleaned
well
it for him. Yeah.
I said to him, I knew the answer to this, but I said, what are you going to do with it? He said, I'm going to put it up in my room. I said, okay, you can't use it. You know that, right? He said, yeah, I know that. I'm not going to use it.
I'm just going to use it as decorative. What? Like
it's decorative.
Is it in his room?
100%. I'll show you.
No way.
Oh, it's in his room. I knew he was going to use it as decoration. I knew he's not allowed to have food up here. So
okay.
He
yes, anything, I don't allow food upstairs.
I know
upstairs.
Him, and this is his style. Like he would think that was cool as a decoration.
Okay.
And now he uses it as a clock because I won't let them have any kind of LED lights in their room because I think it interrupts sleep patterns. Good mom is holding her face.
I'm just thinking of how actually Cole's room is lit up like a
It's not
like
good for
light.
The brain, at least according to what I've read. But
so
this
like
is
gaming
what it's like
with the LED
with
lights
not
is probably really
no,
not good.
Not good. And I make our Wi-Fi turn off at night. We have it on timers.
No, you don't.
Goes off at 9:30.
Wow.
Because it's supposed to not let the brain detox at night. That's what I've read. Listen, I don't know
if
any
I turn
of this
the
is
Wi-Fi
right.
off in my house at 9:30,
people would.
Holy
Could you
shit
imagine?
Back. Yeah. They would lose their shit.
Yeah.
There's, yeah. No.
That's the deal.
There's
so
no way.
There's no any of that after 9:30.
Wow.
That's it. Yes. Even on the weekends, actually.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm hardcore.
You would, yeah. And shit wouldn't go well if we blended with you, I'll tell you that.
Dan is like, you know we're getting everyone else's Wi-Fi signal in the house, right? Like, this is not doing anyone any good, but I will set up timers for you so
God.
That you are, like, stop talking to us about this. He's like, please don't talk to me about it anymore.
Wow, so, like,
he wants
no phones in the bed.
He wants to do some work at night at 10.
Yeah,
he
that's what
go,
I'm thinking.
Like, re-rig the stupid timer.
Shush.
So he can get an internet connection.
That's hilarious.
This is what it's like to live with me. Mm-hmm. So Oliver is like, well, I'm going to use the microwave as a clock since you won't actually let me have a digital clock in my room because you don't want the light in the room. So he uses this microwave as a clock.
That's quite creative
it's
of him.
Brilliant.
I have to give it to him.
So it's plugged in. He put his desk lamp on top of it and the thing is 2 hours and 10 minutes slow. So now if he's ever off late, I'll be like, are you on, what do I call it? MOT? I said, you've added a new time zone. It's microwave oven time.
Oh.
As opposed to like Eastern Standard. And so anyway, so that's what happened. He bought a used microwave for $8 with food splatters and it's up in his bedroom as a clock.
Genius.
He's using a microwave as a clock.
It's genius. He is purely genius.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Did we do comfort zone? Do you want to do?
No, I don't want to.
Okay.
I'll do comfort zone though.
Okay. And you do not want to start. You look like you're ready
I'll
to
start. Start.
Okay,
I'll start
look
your
at
comfort
that.
Zone.
One episode later. Remember what we said last episode?
I know.
I never want to start.
I don't really ever want to start. But there you go. There's my stepping out of my comfort zone.
All right,
done.
It's done my turn. Yeah.
So my comfort zone was I had to tell my sister she has this program. And I decided I wasn't going to continue with the program because I'm really trying to do some clean eating. So I had to tell her that I wasn't going to continue with it, it was very hard for me to do. And I had to do it in person because I swear it was Kevin yesterday that threw me out under the bus. I'm like, man, I'm going to get you. Mm-hmm.
What did he do? She was asking about something.
And he's like, you know, she doesn't eat any of that stuff anymore. I'm like, my jaw dropped. And I'm like, are you kidding? I'm like, Kevin doesn't eat it either. Because he's supposed to be doing it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I can't believe he did that.
Oh, he did it.
He wanted you to say it for both of you.
I think that might have been. He has trouble eating it when he's not home. He's just bad news when he's not home.
When he's home, he'll eat
some of it. Mine is more because I'm trying to just be totally clean.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm trying to figure out like your body as you get older, what you can and can't eat. So it was hard to tell her though, because she doesn't see it my way.
Yeah, that's really hard.
Yeah.
Even if it wasn't your sister, it would be hard.
Yes, it was tough. It sucked.
Oh my gosh. And so, it's personal. It's not, but it is, because the person really believes in it.
Yeah, and it worked for her. Like, it works for her. It works for millions of people. I didn't feel like it was the right fit for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's validity to that. Yeah. I mean, that's the most important reason.
Yeah. So, and there weren't a lot of vegan options.
That's major.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just want to be 100%.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally.
So, stepped out of that one. Here we go.
I don't think I would have had the courage to do it.
Oh, you would have done it. You could have done it easy.
In person?
You had no choice. Well, they're putting you, it's like spotlights on you. Here you go. And then you can't lie. Like, my face is, like, I can't do it.
No.
She's staring. Yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah, all right, whatever.
Oh. Here we go. I give you a lot of credit.
Yeah.
That's really hard.
Done.
I'm proud of you.
What's yours?
Mine is that I realized I need to start asking for what I want and what I think I'm worth. And I'm really not good at doing that. So I had this situation rise up. Actually, it happened 3 times back to back to back. This is work related, but which I said I didn't always want to talk about work, but I think it's okay. Just because it's such a huge part of your life.
Yeah,
that's a thing. It's a huge part. And I bring my life into my work. So it's difficult to tell the difference between the two, but I have these situations where I've started doing shoots with people. So a couple of things happened. One was I've done a couple of shoots with people, these car related shoots. Oh,
amazing.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Thank you. Like,
that last picture?
That was different, but that is actually similar. Super.
That looks
similar.
Like it should literally be like on a magazine cover.
I saw your comment come in and I was like,
that's what it looks
right.
like though.
Who could I reach out to?
Like it's on point. Thanks. It is so it's beautiful. I don't even know the words.
Thank you. I think I should try to shop it around to magazines. The second you said that, I was like, well, I got it this morning. So I turned off my phone really early last night. But when I turned it on, I saw your comment come in. And I was like, you know what? Nicole's right. I should try to reach out to maybe like car places or
between
I don't
that one.
Know.
Remember that truck one that you have with the lighting? Like it was like the sun was setting. I think it was like the Navasink River.
Oh, that's what I was going to talk about.
That one.
So that's funny you said that. Okay. So these things cropped up. So I'd been doing these shoots with people and people are starting to either ask if they can use my work, ask if they can share my work, or they're just sharing it. And I had to get really specific about saying, you want to use it? Here's the way I want it used. And this is what I want said. And this is the way I want to be credited. And I want my logo in the corner. And I had to go really hard and specific about it, because for years it's gotten taken with no credit. I've had people take my work left and right with no credit.
And it's so, your name. It's your brand.
Yeah. And I'm trying to build my name. And without my name, it doesn't matter.
Right.
No one knows who I am. No one knows where I came from. They can't follow me or find me if my name's not on it. So it happened this past week, actually, 3 times. Someone reached out to use that truck shot that I took.
Oh, that photo was gorgeous.
Thanks.
That I can't
believe
you took
that. Really well. Thank
you.
You're
so artistic.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. Yeah. People like went nuts over that photo.
At least they asked if they could use it.
That was great. I agree with you.
That's a step.
That was huge. Yeah. Yeah, because that's what hasn't been happening. Exactly. They were like, can we use this? As the, I don't want to say specifically just because I don't know if they want it, but can we use this as this and this? And I said, only if you do this, let me watermark the picture and say this was taken from you know, this, this was taken from Fairhaven resident Lauren Durrell. I follow her series at X, Y, and Z. I want it hyperlinked. Here it is. They said, absolutely.
Perfect.
I wasn't sure how they would react.
Yep.
And I was like, I wonder if they're going to talk to me again. Cause it's hard to say like,
yes,
yeah, that, yeah, but you're going to do this. And he was amazing about it. And then this thing happened with some of the car shots where I was seeing them online without being credited. And so yeah. I was like, I'm not going to work with you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do it.
It's not cool.
I love you, but I can't do this. It doesn't do me any good if it's getting up there without my name. And they were like, I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
I had asked them twice and it didn't happen. And then on the third time, I was like, okay, I'm not working with you anymore.
Yeah.
And they were like, we're really sorry. Will you give us another shot? And I was like, and they said
three strikes.
Yeah. So that was so hard. But it showed me that I need to do that. Sometimes I have this feeling of others will do the right thing.
They won't.
That's not always, you don't know.
No.
I mean, maybe, but it hasn't happened.
They shouldn't be able to just steal your stuff.
Right. And they do.
I know.
And then it happened a third time. Someone took the truck thing and put it up. And I was like, it has to be a repost.
Yeah.
Definitely. Because otherwise,
isn't it copyright infringement? Like,
see, it was well intended. They were trying to get people back to my page,
okay,
which I loved, and it looked incredible. But it should be a repost.
Yep. Yes, I agree.
It's otherwise, it looks like your own work.
Yep.
And completely. So, like, we were, yeah. This all happened in like
maybe it's like a learning curve for them.
I guess it must be.
I give them the benefit. Yep. Maybe next time they will repost.
Mm-hmm. That was really hard because I know all of these people.
Okay.
I'm friends with them. Actually, every single one I'm friends with, which made it harder.
Yes, it's uncomfortable.
It was. So that was, I was talking to my daughter about it. She was like, I'm really proud of you. I said, I know.
Yeah.
I did it at the risk of losing the friends.
Especially because they're friends. It's so much easier if you don't know them. They're strangers. But having to confront a friend.
It was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's huge comfort zone.
It was. It was hard. And I said, I have to do this. I'm going to sit here and be resentful and it's going to fester, or I need to say something for myself and they might hate my guts. I don't know.
I just think they probably feel uncomfortable.
But yeah.
Uncomfortable because of what they did.
The two people definitely felt uncomfortable. The one who reached out and outright asked, can I use your photo? There was nothing there. He was totally clean about it. He's like, yes, send me what you want me to say and I'll say it.
Perfect.
And I was like, great.
Yeah.
Thanks. That's amazing.
So it was a positive outcome.
Then P.S. the owner of the truck wrote and was like, take it down.
Shut up.
This is a whole brouhaha this weekend. The homeowner was like, take the photo down.
They saw it?
Yeah.
Why can't you take a picture of the truck?
It's legal. I've looked it up and I'm like, I wasn't on your property. It's legal. And they were like, we don't want our car to get stolen. And then a good friend of mine was like, who wants a Jeep? That was like my friends.
They're taking Range Rovers and
like
stuff.
That, like, which like I've helped me because I was in a state.
Believe
of panic
me, nobody's
about
taking
it.
My Kia and I'm going to leave the keys in it. Like,
not funny.
No one comes to get the Kia, I'll tell you that.
It's such a dick thing for us to say, like it really is. Now I feel like I've jinxed myself about this.
And yeah, your cars I'd be worried I about. Mine I would not.
But they said they were worried the car was going to get stolen.
I doubt that.
I said, I don't think car thieves are reading my page.
What are they going to get for that?
Trying to feed themselves.
Yeah. No. I don't think that they're going to take that truck.
This was the whole thing.
Like I can't even imagine that truck runs.
You also can't really tell what it like you can see what it is, but you can't.
The only
see.
Reason I know where it is because I've been there.
Yeah,
most people would have no clue.
You know, because you live here. You people living here aren't stealing cars.
No, they're not. Nope.
Right.
So I don't think it's going to be any issue.
But yeah,
that was hard to say no to.
I didn't. I did. And then I was like sitting with it. And I said to myself, if someone photographed my stuff, and because the whole family was like, you know how you feel about this issue. You do not like people photographing your car without mentioning you. And I was like, yeah, I really don't. And I was like, does it help that my car is extremely distinct? And this was a Jeep that you couldn't see the color on. And I didn't show the whole car. I showed a 16th of
really
the side
like
of the car.
Front,
this is the reflection of the sunset in the car. And they were like, yes, we can see the point. The principle is you don't like when people photograph your stuff without credit. And I was like, no, I don't.
True.
So I took it down.
No, you didn't.
Yep.
Wow.
I took it down. I said, I live in town with these people. I don't need them upset with me. I got to
take it. I mean, they're your neighbors, actually.
Right. Yeah. That's the thing. Yeah.
It's even a step further.
I was like, hey, do you want me to like mention you? No, we want it down.
God, that was such a cool picture.
It was an amazing picture. Mm. Thank you. It was great. And yeah, a friend of mine tried to crop the Jeep out of the picture. And I was like, that's there.
Kind of
the
takes
picture.
Away from it.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was, that all came down the pike in literally like Friday, Saturday, and then two on Saturday. So two or three on Saturday. I said to myself, I have to ask for what I want. It is on me.
Yep. It is.
Yeah.
I'm
same
proud
with
of you.
Actually, it's the same thing with the bars.
No, I'm proud of you. That's
100%. I think it's the same. I do.
It's
thank
hard.
You.
It's a learning
it's really
curve and it's very uncomfortable because they're your friends.
They're friends, family. I don't want people not to like me or to think bad stuff about me. I'm used to being the yes person.
But
sure,
this is your
yes.
job. This is what you're trying to build.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to just own it.
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks.
Proud of you.
I think it's thank you. I'm proud of you too. That was incredible.
Yeah. 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 We'll see what happens with that. I'll probably be eating that shit soon.
I get it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Yeah. Hmm. All right. So on the next one is that, no, wait, do we want to do
favorite things?
We can. Do you have one? You have one.
My favorite is the designer Stella McCartney because she does all vegan. It is high end, but she's my favorite designer ever.
No
love
fur,
it.
No leather.
Nope.
No silk.
Nope.
No wool.
Nothing.
So great.
Sustainable.
I have the chills. So that's a trendsetter for you.
Oh, and I did hear, being that I'm car shopping, like a lot of the new cars do not have leather.
That's great.
And it's not because of animal cruelty. It's because leather tends to rip easier.
Yeah.
So these bigger SUVs I'm going to look at, majority of them have
the vegan,
leather, whatever they call it.
That's great.
I'm like, holly freaking
I know, right?
Like, save Hello. The friggin' animals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is great.
Yep.
That was a whole thing with when I was getting a car. Yes, that's amazing. I'm so happy to hear that.
Perfect.
It's better. It's also so much better for the environment.
Yes.
It is. Good.
The cows.
You're going to have to keep us posted. That's cool.
Yeah, the car doesn't come in for like 3-4 months.
Okay. Okay.
That's a whole other
That's incredible,
shit.
Though. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know if I have one for the favorite thing. I could talk about this frother. Should I do that? Who cares, right?
What about your Arnicare?
I can talk about that. I don't know if that's a favorite thing for me.
Not your... I'd like to know about the frother, though.
Would you? Or I can do the castor oil. I had talked about that. Is that what? Stupid? I'll talk about the castor
I've only
oil.
Drank castor oil once.
No,
and
dude,
that was
I'm not taking it internally.
Well, I did it because when I was giving birth... They said that it would, I was
it's
like,
supposed to.
Yeah, it was like a week late. And I'm like, get this
it's supposed
freaking
to induce
baby
contractions, right?
Oh, I got to go.
You do?
Holy cow. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's close it out. So we'll pick this up next week when we talk about peer pressure. Thank you for listening to Unscripted Beauty. If you can, leave us a review. It helps so much. Find us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. I'm Lauren.
I'm Nicole.
See you next week.
Bye.